KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 46 degrees, raining now in Davis County. KSL's top story. Utah's prescription drug shortage has reached an all-time high, and it's worse here than in all but a few states. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera live with the story. Eric.
Jeff, the drugs topping the list are weight loss drugs like Ozempic, which nationally are so hot manufacturers can't keep up. But so are controlled substances like ADHD medication that are actually regulated in limited amounts by the DEA, causing backups as well. Aaron Fox, Associate Chief Pharmacy Officer with U of U Health, recommends trying multiple pharmacies if you have the issue.
Give them a little bit of grace. Know that it's not necessarily the pharmacist's fault. It's not necessarily that pharmacy's fault. Most of these shortages are stemming from the national manufacturer not sending enough.
In extreme cases, Fox said working with your doctor to find alternative drug options can help. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. KSL News Time 301. The Chad Daybell trial is now focusing on the death of his first wife, Tammy Daybell. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with the latest. Amy?
Jeff, the day started with more detectives who discovered the two children's bodies in Chad's backyard, but now moving on to the other murder he's charged with. A medical examiner ruled she died of asphyxiation after her body was exhumed. Today, a picture of Tammy Daybell's body was shown with Chad looking away from that screen briefly. His lawyer, John Pryor, has been questioning why Tammy's body was exhumed when her death was originally determined to be natural causes.
And that her daughter is saying that she's slowed down and she's not able to keep up and that she's been feeling out of sorts, right?
Yes.
And based on that, you didn't take that into consideration when you decided to dig up Tammy Daybell, did you?
No.
Questions from prosecutors focused on why Tammy's body was eventually exhumed as well.
All the deaths surrounding Lori Vallow and Alex Cox.
This line of questioning is continuing and will continue to monitor. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
U.S. Central Command says the Kabul airport suicide bombing could not have been prevented. The attack in Afghanistan killed 13 service members, one of them from Utah. In pictures and video that day, there's a bald man in black in the back of the crowd. One Marine claims he might have been the bomber and troops could have taken him out, but they didn't get approval. Central Command now says the bomber was actually an ISIS militant named Abdul Rahman al-Laghari, and it was not that bald guy in black. KSL News Time 303. This Friday, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints begins its open house at the New Layton Temple. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson was able to get an early look.
Extra soundproofing measures helped tamp down the noise of Hill Air Force Base jets, and the beautiful craftsmanship pays tribute to the natural characteristics of Davis County. But church leaders and community members are mainly looking forward to sharing the spirit of the temple with people, no matter what their beliefs are.
The Layton Temple open house starts this Friday. It runs through June 1st. You need a reservation, which can be made at churchofjesuschrist.org. Jury selection's underway now for the historic criminal trial of former President Trump. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, jurors are being asked questions that will shed light on their political views and whether they can be fair. Former President Trump telling reporters the criminal case is political persecution.
It's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country.
Prosecutors claim Mr. Trump falsified business records in order to stifle stories about his sex life. The FBI is now conducting a criminal investigation into the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. The investigation will probe whether the crew of the container ship knew something might have been wrong when they left port. Six construction workers were killed when the out-of-control ship struck one of the pillars holding up that bridge. Agents today boarded the container ship to search for evidence. The armorer on the set of the movie Rust has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for the deaths of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I am saddened by the way the media sensationalized our traumatic tragedy and portrayed me as a complete monster.
But Judge Mary Marlowe Summer slammed the 26-year-old for her apparent lack of remorse.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive. A husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother.
The armorer's two-week trial was a prelude to the proceedings against actor Alec Baldwin. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Shalaios, KSL News Radio.
State Board of Ed member Natalie Klein will not be reelected after losing to Amanda Bollinger at the Salt Lake County Convention over the weekend. Klein had been called out by a long list of people, including the governor, for her controversial social media post implying that a student was transgender.
She had to get at least 40% of the vote in order to force a primary. So a lot of people thought that would at least happen. Maybe she wouldn't win the convention, but she would at least force a primary. And so to have the vote be 63-36 and just knock her out completely really was surprising.
KSL TV's Lindsay Ertz telling Dave and Dujanovic, Klein never gathered signatures, so there's no other path to getting on the ballot. She'll simply finish out her term. KSL News Time 306. We have first look traffic. Ricky, in the rain, what's going on?
In the rain, it's a bumpy start to our Monday afternoon drive with emergency traffic in Utah County. We have a serious accident affecting both directions of travel on Highway 6 by the windmills. They're hoping to alternate traffic, but right now westbound traffic completely stopped. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way. Next.